From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Farron Young.
Someone new instead of having sweet dreams about you. You don't love me, it's plain. I should know you'd never wear my name. I should hate you the whole night through. Instead of having sweet dreams about
us, neighbors, and a great big welcome to all of you to our Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star lineup, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, and for my special guest tonight, we've asked over two real, real pretty little girls, and they're going to be out in just a little bit, Skeeta and Georgie, the Davis sisters. How about that? Yes, sir, like I said, George and Skeeta are going to be out any minute now, but right now, we've got to get a feller out here who is destined to beat him on. He'll wander out here on the stage anyhow, so we might as well give him a welcome and get him on the stage, huh? Here he comes now, the Hornwall Flash, Rod Brasfield.
Hey, Rod. Doggone, it's good to see you, boy.
Well, bless your heart.
You look just like a Utah moving picture star or something.
Well, thank you, Rodney.
I furnished towels for that, boy. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I want to ask you something, Farron. Do you know what the alarm clock said to the cash register?
What the alarm clock said to the cash register?
Yeah.
I don't believe I do. What?
Says, if you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. That just killed me to get one like it's hot tonight, ain't it?
It sure is.
Been hot all day. Hey, did you read in the paper this morning here in town where that there Chinese waiter killed himself?
No, I didn't, Rob.
Yeah, Chinese waiter over at this Chinese restaurant. A Chinese waiter killed himself by overeating.
By overeating?
Yeah, it was a case of chop suicide.
Well, I might have known something. You just hush up. Say, tell me something.
Hey,
tell me something. How is your girlfriend, Susie?
Oh, Susie ain't doing no good.
Really?
No, she's been sick. Whole thing's been just plumb puny for a week or two now.
I'll say, Rod.
She asked me just day before yesterday to go down there to the drugstore and get some medicine for her.
Uh-huh.
And I went down there and got that there medicine for her. And at the same time, I got some medicine for my old mule. Old Kate?
Uh-oh.
She ain't been doing so good. Well, sir, I got the medicine mixed and give Susie old Kate's medicine and Kate Susie's medicine.
Uh-oh.
And now all that Susie has done for 3 days is pull a plow around the house, just whinnying, just whee! And all that old mule wants to do is sit on my lap.
I tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. All this food. I'll check on some more of your kinfolk, so how about a Uncle Si and Aunt Sal?
Oh, they're just fine. Hey, they had their golden anniversary this past week.
Golden anniversary?
Yeah, Uncle Si and Aunt Sal have been married 50 years, bless their heart. You know, it just done me good to see them two old people as happy as they are.
Oh,
after 50 years of married life, they're still holding hands.
Oh, it's still holding hands.
Yeah, they don't dare turn loose or they'll kill each other, you know. But I'm telling you, it was more like a family reunion than it was a celebration of some kind.
Oh,
all the relations come and brought food, and we had a big meal there, you know. Boy, we had a meal that wouldn't quit.
Oh,
now, each one of them, they all brought their specialty in cooking, you know.
Oh, the specialty.
Yeah,
in
now
cooking.
Take Aunt Cora, for instance.
Yeah.
Aunt Cora, now she brung a chocolate cake.
Oh. And,
yeah, that's her specialty.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, oh, it was good. And Aunt Cora, she brung fried chicken, I believe it was. Yeah, fried chicken,
oh,
Aunt Cora brought.
Good.
That's her specialty.
Her specialty.
Yeah. And Aunt Lucy, she brung tater salad.
Huh.
That's her specialty. And Aunt Elvira brung her 14 kids. Run, Grant!
You know, folks sure look forward to the Opry every week, don't they, Farron?
Oh, you bet they do, Grant. Just the way that a pipe smoker looks forward to a pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Huh?
Well, it's easy to see why they do, because there is cool, comfortable smoking enjoyment. Now, with PA, you're always sure of getting natural tobacco taste because PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of this mellow-ripe tobacco. And while we're talking about taste, it's important to remember that Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Ah, yes, sir. And PA is crimp-cut, too, so that it packs neat and firm, it smokes smooth, and it's long-burning. No wonder it's America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
So all you pipe and Macon's men listening in, get yourselves a handy red tin of mild, tasty Prince Albert. See why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Well, so one of the greatest names in the field of country music are here visiting with us tonight at Grand Ole Opry, and it certainly does our heart good to have such beauty decorate our stage. So what do you say, let's make them welcome the record for the RCA Victor people, Georgia and Skeety, the Davis sisters. Come on out. Bless your heart. We're so happy to see you two pretty girls. Say, what y'all been doing?
We've been getting ready for a wedding, Farron.
Getting ready for a wedding?
Yeah.
Hey, who's getting married?
Skeeter.
Skeeter?
Yeah.
Well, bless your heart. I didn't know
next
that.
Next Saturday. Next Saturday, Farron.
Well, how about that? That's wonderful. I'm real proud of you.
So's Mother. I'm telling you, she's surprised.
I bet your mother is. No, I wouldn't say that. No, that's real. Hey, while you're here and you got a new husband to be and everything, maybe you could sing him a song and dedicate it to him tonight, huh?
Okay.
What you gonna do?
Lion brown eyes.
No, wait a minute. That ain't gonna work. Lion brown eyes. Is his eyes brown?
No.
They're blue?
Yeah.
Well, that's better. Maybe we can explain. I'll get over here. I got brown eyes. You can sing one part to me and the other part to him. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Lion brown eyes. I thought you were true. Trusting in you, the looks I thought for me was just a disguise. You'll never be truthful, lying brown eyes. Lying brown eyes. works you have shown. I thought them for me. Now realize you'll never be truthful. Lying brown eyes.
Oh, that's mighty fine, gals. You all you pretty people over there, and especially you and your Davis sisters. How about getting yourself a partner, and we're going to all down join in on the Grand Ole Opry Square dancing, cutting the caper. And we got our good buddy Dr. Luke Hill to do some calling. Come on up here, boy.
Hey, little lady, step out the gents, step in, grab your hold and go it again. Ladies and center gents, catch every hold and you can go with a red honks, and whoa, whoa, whoa. Everybody swing and do see go. Everybody begin to take a little peep and back to the pivot and swing your sweet. And everybody take it home.
Well, sir, it's about time that we all relax just a little bit and kind of pause in the middle of our Grand Ole Opry fun for a serious moment. We're talking about our age-old custom of spending a little time with the words and music of a sacred song. And tonight, we hope you'll enjoy the spiritual that we picked out to do. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Comfort can't afford. Striving along to face temptation's sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Well, I said, thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Baron, see if you can figure out what this means for NTTRYO with PA in an OCB.
Oh, Grant, that's real easy. That means that for the natural tobacco taste, roll your own with Prince Albert in OCB papers.
Yes, sir. You know, Prince Albert is the makings of a perfect cigarette. It rolls easy, it smokes mild and tasty. PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And the rich, natural flavor of this choice tobacco is held and heightened by PA's own special process.
Yes, sir, and Prince Albert is crimp cut, too, so that it rolls up neat and firm, and it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The proof's Prince Albert is naturally best, so easy rolling Mormon. Say, give me mild and mellow, PA.
Well, sir, I don't think I can believe what's written down here on the script, but it says that Miss Dale Wood is going crazy at the piano. Now, I think they meant it's because Dale has just recorded a whole mess of fine piano plunking called Crazy. So let's hear it, Miss Dale Wood. Real fine, Dale, honey. Thank you. As all you folks know, this month is National Picnic Month, and I think everybody enjoys a real fine picnic. I know I always do. But here comes a gal right now who would much rather stay at home and gossip. I guess that must be because she's known as the gossiper of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Alive. I'm proud to be here. Well, I don't know if you know it or not, Farron, but I'm awful happy you're back here now from out there in Hollywood and everything. I feared one of them girls would run off with you.
I wish they had
her. Oh, shut up. I'd like to say this one thing. I sure am proud, Farron, that I dressed up for you tonight. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I've got on a new dress.
Oh, Minnie,
I make
beautiful.
All my own clothes.
You make all your own clothes?
Yeah.
My, I bet you save an awful lot of money that way.
I do. I take this dress, for instance. I just paid. In fact, all it cost me was $2.99.
$2.99?
Yeah.
Minnie, how in the world did you ever get such a ridiculous figure?
Well, I eat too much.
That ain't what I meant. That ain't what I meant now, Minnie.
Well, I'll tell you now, you can laugh if you want to, and I wish you would. But there was a feller today tried to sweep me. I was walking down the avenue out here on Fifth Avenue, and there was a feller tried to sweep me off my feet.
Tried to sweep you off your feet?
He did.
What'd he do?
Well, he was the street cleaner.
Oh, I declare.
But you know, we had a street cleaner. We had a fine dance last night at Grinder Switch. Yeah, fair enough, you'd have been there. Oh, we had such a nice dance.
I bet you did.
My feller, he took me with him in his new car.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. It was a fine night for a dance, and I had a wonderful time. I tell you, all the fellas was crazy to dance with me.
Crazy to dance
with
me?
Yes, I know they was bound to be crazy to dance with me, because I heard one fella say to another fella, if you dance with Minnie Pearl, you're crazy. Brother was there. That brother of mine was there, and he was a regular ball of fire.
A ball of fire?
Yeah, they tried to put him out three times. And there was a feller there, and one feller at that dance, he asked me to dance with him, fair. And I couldn't dance very well. See, I've got big feet. All my family has big feet. We have to back up to a door if we ain't to knock on it. And so I told him I couldn't dance so good, but he asked me to set one out with him, you know.
Oh, set one out.
I like that intermission in better than almost anything. And he asked me to set one out, so I did. And the first thing I know, he'd hauled off and kissed me.
Oh.
He kissed me, and I said, look here, I'll give you just 5 minutes to apologize.
Well, I don't blame
you. Yes, sir. Well, when the 5 minutes is up, he not only hadn't apologized, but he had kissed me again.
Minnie, you don't mean
it. Yes, he had. So there and I done it.
I don't blame you. What was that?
I give him 5 minutes more. No, I got to go. I got to go now. Rod Bradfield said he's going to take me down to Mom's Cafe and buy me a mother-in-law sandwich.
Wait a minute. It's strange enough hearing that Rod's going to buy you something, but I've never heard of a mother-in-law sandwich. What is that?
At cold shoulder and spiked tongue. Bye now. See you next week.
Well, so we always get a big kick out of talking to Mitty Pearl. But right now, what do you say we kind of stick to the pretty girls and get our two pretty guests for tonight? The Davis sisters back out here. Come on. Let's right in here. What would you like to sing for all the fine people this
time? Let's sing a ballad this time, Fan, called Lonely and Blue.
Well, I love to hear you sing them, so slip right into it. Fine, Davis sisters, but right now when it comes to real fine guitar work, we always like to swing the old spotlight on our good friend, Chet Atkins. And here's Chet right now heading down the road to Avalon.
Thank you.
Folks, have you got big plans for the future, like retirement, children's education, a new home? Well, remember, United States Savings Bonds help build a buyer's own future security. So, for the big things in your life, be ready with United States Savings Bonds. You can't beat them.
Well, so right now we'd like to do a little ballad song of ours that we recorded. It's the backside of a new Capitol record of ours, of Sweet Dreams. This one's called Until I Met You.
I never knew that I could be so in love until I met you. Until I met you, I never knew that I could be so true. Till I met you, until I met you.
I used to be a rounder, I used to be a flirt. But since I found you, darling, your heart I'd never heard.
I never knew
that I could fall so in love
till I met you, until I met you.
Given me.
I never knew that I could fall so in love till I met you, until I met you.
Thank you just a whole lot, folks, for that nice applause. Hope you enjoyed the song. But the fiddling over there means it's about time for us to be getting out of here, but we sure enjoyed stopping off for a visit with all you fine people tonight. Next week, same time and same place, you be on hand because we'll come calling for you again in the old buckboard. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be the Texas troubadour himself, Ernest Cubb. And Ernest's special guest is one that I'm sure you'll enjoy, Miss Rose Mannix. Till then, this is Farron Young saying and reminding you the only thing we like better than country music are you wonderful country people. See you again next Saturday night. Goodbye and God bless you from the Grand Ole Opry.
Here's wonderful news for you smokers. Exciting news that's all wrapped up in a colorful new package. That's the bright, smart new package of red, white, and gold that contains the new, all-new Cavalier cigarettes. All new Cavalier's great new blend brings you great taste. The king size smoke with the king size taste. Yes, the all new Cavalier gives you plenty of flavor, naturally rich taste that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there. You get rich, smooth, natural tasting flavor all the way, puff after puff. Win new true smoking enjoyment with all new King Size Cavaliers with their great tasting new blend. Light up and discover the wonderful extra smoking pleasure you get with the new all new Cavalier. The King Size Smoke with the King Size Taste. This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM Nashville.